It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Oh, hello, hello out there in Radio Land. I am George Williams, your host, and I am so glad it's a little warmer than the past few days, folks, because it was rough, okay? It was rough. And so we are here. We are here. Our number is 251-343-0106. And if you want to text us or give us a call, please feel free to do so. Now, if you text us and it's a pretty appropriate text, we'll read it over the air. If not, forget about it. We're not going to do it. So, folks, we have a lot to talk about. And I have no guest schedule. It's all coming from my heart, folks. All right? And that's what we're all about today. Now, if you have friends that are out of state, or out of our radio listening area, just tell them they can listen to us at FM Talk, T-A-L-K, 1065.com. FM Talk, 1065.com. And your friends can listen. Matter of fact, I was stationed in Brazil for a number of years. I was stationed in Africa for a number of years, and I have some of my buddies who are listening to me as I speak right now. The difference is, like in Nigeria or in Africa, they're like 6 hours ahead of us, folks. So when I was stationed there for those almost 6 years, the Super Bowl used to come on. It used to come on at 3 o'clock in the morning, so we would go to sleep and wake up at 2:30 to look at the Super Bowl. And it was brought to us by the Armed Forces Television Network. That's how we watched it overseas. So they're quite a few hours ahead of us, folks. And so if you have someone who want to listen to our program, feel free to do so at fmtalk1065.com, okay? All right. As usual, we start off with the guy who I know very well and who I believe in what he's saying, and most of the time he's true. He's telling the truth 10 out of 10 times, okay? So here he is, Dick Morris, folks. Let's listen to him.
Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump never got along, and it escalated into the level of a feud during the 22 elections, when in the primaries, most states had a Trump-backed candidate and a McConnell-backed candidate who faced each other. Trump won almost all of those contests. But now, as the 24 elections loom, both for Senate and also the presidential primaries, McConnell has opened the door for the passage of a massive omnibus spending bill, which Trump calls the ominous spending bill, of $1.7 trillion. And the reason this is controversial is not just its unspeakable amount, but the fact that it was passed before the Republicans could arrive to take over the House. The point of this was like Vietnamese boat people escaping the communist regime, or hanging to the skids of helicopters in Afghanistan before the Taliban arrived. The Democrats have voted as much spending as they could cram into a bill before the Republicans took over Washington. And they could not have done it without the assistance and enablement of Mitch McConnell. First, he announced that he would not lead a filibuster of the omnibus spending bill. And secondly, he said that he would not attempt to freeze the debt limit until after 2024. Completely abandoning any leverage he could have had over the omnibus spending bill. Because of these two incredible missteps, McConnell has completely worn out his welcome with conservative Republicans. And in fact, now he and Donald Trump are engaged in a death struggle for control of the Senate Republican Party. And Trump is undoubtedly going to win that. In the meantime, this issue gives Trump a wonderful place to stand as he approaches the 24 election against higher spending, against debt, against measures that stoke inflation. McConnell has lost badly, even as he's won within the halls of the Senate, and Trump has gained significantly.
All right, folks, Dick Morris. It's very interesting what he was talking about. This so-called $1.7 trillion spending bill is unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable. And the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans are doing it before, I believe, January 8th, when they get sworn in, the new Congress, okay? Then the Republicans take over. When the Republicans take over, it will change. It will definitely change. But this is what the Democrats are doing. And by the way, it is totally unbelievable. Senator Whatnot out of Georgia, he voted for this also, okay? Now, Herschel Walker would not have voted for this. And Congresswoman Zuell from Alabama, she voted for it, okay? What are they going to do with all this money? What are they going to do? And why sneak legislation in before the new Congress? Now, we don't know what else they're going to do, okay? But I'm shocked that the Republicans took part in this. I am really, really shocked, especially when they said they would not, okay? Romney and all the others. And I believe, Philip, did, I know Senator Tuberville voted against it, but did Shelby vote for it? That's a good question. I hope he didn't. I didn't think he would. But it is totally unbelievable. The Alabama delegation, only one voted for it, and that was Congresswoman Sewell. Okay? Matter of fact, she's voted for just about everything that the Democrats have put up to vote. It's totally unbelievable what they have done. And it's sad. It's sickening and it's sad, folks. Definitely. Now, another thing that happened today, the Supreme Court, with a 5-4 ruling, they stopped the enactment or they stopped the Biden administration from getting rid of Title 42 regarding the illegals coming across the border. Okay? They stopped it. But our Senator Whatnot and our Supreme Court, the young lady that was just sworn in as a new justice, she voted against it. The four Democrats voted against stopping the illegals from coming across the border. Okay? So you Democrats who voted for this administration, there's something wrong with you. It is totally unbelievable. I can't see how you would vote for the Democratic Party. And this is very disturbing. Look at the Twitter, what happened today. It showed that the White House, along with federal agencies, are the ones who got Twitter to suppress the information about Hunter Biden. If this information, folks, would have gotten out prior to the election, there's no way that you Democrats out there would vote for Biden. I don't believe you would. I don't believe you would. And there's no way, in my opinion, that he would be the president right now. Okay? But they suppressed the evidence. They suppressed it through Twitter. All right. So I'm so glad that Mr. Monk took over from Twitter, because all of their devious deeds that the White House had done and some of the agencies have done is coming out now. And it shows that President Trump was telling the truth. It really shows that. And we got another Dick Morris doing the second half, which will outline some of the things that that they've done, especially with this January 6th so-called insurrection. Insurrection. There's no way that was an insurrection, folks. Okay? I've been in countries where they've had insurrections, which we call coup. I know Brazil had one, and Suriname had one. I've been to both of those countries. Nigeria had two while I was there, and several African countries. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. We are on a mission. Every time we do this show, we're on a mission. And that mission is to get rid of the Democrats, get as many out of office as we can. And I just feel sorry for you who voted for the Democrats, folks. I mean, think about it. Think about it. You voted for these people who has messed up this country so bad. I don't even recognize it. I don't even recognize it, okay? I mean, look at what they're doing. Look at the border situation. There's a report from DEA which talks about the boom in the cocaine trade, okay? The boom in the fentanyl trade. A lot of that, folks, those drugs are coming across the border. I've been to Colombia. I've been to Bolivia. I've been to Mexico. I've been all over South America. And let me tell you something. The folks who are there, who were planting different crops. Well, guess what they planted now? Cocaine, folks. You know why? Because it's such a large amount of money involved. So they're getting rid of their regular crops and starting to plant more coca. This is what they're doing. You know why? Because it's so easy to bring it across the border into the United States. This is what they're doing. You Democrats, you're voting for this administration who is allowing millions of illegals to come into this country. And folks, on the other side of the border, the government, the Mexican government, does not rule that. The cartels rule that. And in order for someone to come, be allowed to cross from the Mexican side, the cartels, they have to go through the cartels. And the cartels give them packages of drugs to bring over. Then they come over on this side and they drop them off. Then they go to the immigration people. Okay? They're not just coming here freely, all right? They have to come with something. And the Supreme Court, the four Democratic justices voted to end Title 42. Can you imagine that? The four, not the five Republican justices voted to keep it going. At least we'll have some control over the migrants, the illegals, when they come in. And folks, they're not just coming in from Mexico. They're not just Mexican. They're coming in from all over the world. All over the world. We just don't know who. OK, Okay. They're coming in with no COVID tests. They're coming in with no vaccination, COVID vaccination, and other germs, other diseases. They're coming in. They're because the Democrats are allowing them. Okay? And it started with President Obama when he restricted the federal agencies from enforcing the immigration laws unless they were that individual were caught committing a crime. Folks, coming across the border illegal is a crime. Is a crime. And some of my buddies who were, who still are, federal agencies who worked the border. I worked the border for about 3 years. Okay? They were complaining. They couldn't do nothing. The immigrants was giving them the finger. That's what they were doing. That's what they were doing. Okay? When you get a president who directs the federal law enforcement, and when I met the persons that I'm talking about, or the Border Patrol, immigration, and they can't do their job, it spells disaster. And my good buddy, Gene Robinson, who's in the Palm Beach area, he wrote an email, and he talked about the enemy from within, okay? That's how, according to him, America in 20 years will not be America as we know it. Okay? As we know it. It's almost that way now. It's almost that way now. The enemy from within. And you know who that enemy is? I asked him. He said, it's the Democrats. The Democrats are the enemies from within. That was his opinion. Because they want to change the Constitution. They're doing everything in the world to get more Democrats to vote. Look at New York. They were even talking about New York City. They were talking about allowing non-U.S. citizens to vote in the New York election. And they're still trying to do that. According to our Constitution, folks, only United States citizens can vote in any election. Municipal, county, state, and federal. So why are they trying to do this? Why? Ask yourself that. And you out there, even some Republicans, you voted for these people. You voted for the Biden administration. You voted for Senator Whatnot and some of those Democratic senators. And you are voting, in my opinion, to destroy America. And I don't know why you would want to destroy the United States of America. Folks, I've been overseas. Okay? From what I see now, I was overseas for over 14 years in my government, U.S. government career. And from what I see now, we are fastly becoming a third and fourth world nation. Okay? A third and fourth world nation here in America. And it is my belief in 20, 25 years, this won't be America. Because what the Democratic Party are doing, in my opinion, they are trying to change America as we know it. And they're succeeding. A lot, especially in the urban cities, okay? You look at the map, political map, and you see red all over the place. But when you look at the cities, you see blue, okay? You see blue. Red is Republican, blue is Democrat. Now, I will never want to live under a Democratic governor, nor would I want to live under a Democrat mayor. Definitely not. Definitely not. But because of the actions of the Democrats, and I'm not just talking about the White House, I'm talking about Congress, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and what they're doing to this country, okay, is such a shame. It's pitiful. It's dangerous. It's very dangerous. Very dangerous. Very, very, very dangerous. And to me, it's criminal. It is definitely criminal what they're doing to this country. And now you've got some of these Democratic cities and Democrats who are trying to expedite citizenships for these illegals. Extradite it. Extradite it. Okay, you know why? So they can vote. So they can vote. I used to, when I lived in South Florida, I used to go by Congressman, what was his name? Hastings' office, okay? Now, he was a good buddy of mine. He's, as a matter of fact, we were both members of the same Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity in Fort Lauderdale. But you went by his office, it was full of foreigners because they were there because he was processing them to become U.S. citizens and legal residents. Full of them. Full of people. Lines. Okay? Now, he passed away, and there's somebody, they have another congressperson now, and I'm sure they're doing the same thing. They're doing the same thing. So this is their strategy. This is their strategy, folks. All right? And that's why we keep saying vote against the Democratic Party. And I'm proud to be a Republican. I'm proud to try to save this country for what you Democrats are doing out there. Okay? I'm proud. That's my fight. That's my mission, to try and save this country. Because as we know it, in so many years, folks, you won't be able to recognize it. And then the foreigners coming in here, you see the women, a lot of them gets pregnant, okay? That's their assurance that they won't be kicked out of America by getting pregnant. It's happening all over the place. It's happening all over the place. So what are we going to do? We must close the border. We must close the border. And we must stop the Congress and the senators from destroying America as we know it. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. We are still on a mission. Our number here is 251-343-0106. And as I promised you, we will play Dick Morris twice tonight. So please listen up to what Dick has to say, and then we'll talk about it after the video. Here he is, folks, Dick Morris.
The central premise of the case against Donald Trump being brought by the special prosecutor and recommended by the January 6th committee is that he lied when he said that he won the election of 2020, and that he's lying further when he said that Biden shouldn't have been elected president. The subset of that is the argument that he encouraged insurrection on January 6th, that he submitted a phony slate of electors to the Electoral College, and that he tried to stir a treasonous sentiment in America to discredit the election. All three of those charges hinge on intent. If Trump truly believed, as he obviously did, that he indeed won the election, then there was no criminal intent, and the whole case collapses. The fact of the matter is that not only did Trump believe that the election was stolen, and not only did about 40% of America, including me, agree with him, but now there is objective evidence that's come out that indicates precisely how the Biden people and the FBI stole the election by suppressing the laptop which Hunter Biden had, which contained all the information about Joe and Hunter Biden being in bed with the Chinese Communist Party and taking money from them. Had we known that information on October 20th, 2020, 2 weeks before the election, Biden would never have been elected. The reason we did not know it then was that the CIA and the FBI cooked up 40 intelligence experts to come out and say that the laptop, which they had not examined, was Russian disinformation. And armed with that warning, they persuaded social media, Twitter, and others, and the establishment media to blanket out, not to cover it. And even when Trump brought one of the co-conspirators with Hunter Biden to a press conference on the day of the debate, the media largely ignored that. Forget Maricopa County, forget Fulton County, forget Milwaukee, forget Philadelphia. That election was rigged and stolen that day when that information was suppressed by the federal government from people being allowed to see it. And Trump, in claiming that the election was stolen, is not lying. He's not even not telling the truth. He's telling the truth, and there certainly is no intent to lie. So the entire case against Trump, I think, is going to vanish, because the bureaucracy in the federal Justice Department simply cannot prove that Trump intended treason against the United States.
All right, folks, Nick Morris, quite a few things that he said. And it is so unbelievable that this man, this president, this former president, who in 4 years did more than any of the last four presidents did for America. I mean, low oil prices, low gas prices, low unemployment rate, a lot of supplies for food in the stores, much cheaper than what they are. Stock was fantastic. Stop or slow down the illegal immigrants from coming into the country. This is what he did. This is what he did. In spite of what President Obama did, in spite of what the current White House is doing, okay? Why do you think that this so-called January 6th illegal committee, all right, was set up illegally? And the reason I say illegally is normally when a committee is formed, they allow the opposition to bring in their own folks into that committee. But Ms. Nancy Pelosi would not allow McCarthy, the Republican head, would not allow him to select his own committee folks. So she selected two RINOs, Republicans, to be on that committee. And normally the committee would have one more than the opposition would have. So there should have been, if it's 11 people, there should have been six Democrat and five Republican. It wasn't, folks. Okay? There were only there were no Republicans on that committee. And the reason I say that, you would say, no, there were two, Liz Cheney and the other guy. They're not Republicans. They were not Republicans. So you can just, you can say there were no Republicans on that committee because of what Miss Nancy Pelosi did. She refused to allow one less or two less members on that than the Democrats had. If there are nine members, it should be five and four. Five Democrats and four Republicans. So that is an illegal, in my opinion, and in quite a few opinion, that it was not a legal committee. Okay? Now, you put Liz Cheney and Philip, you know the name of the other guy? I can't think of his name, but you put those two individuals. She put them on that committee. Kevin McCarthy didn't. He was a minority leader. It was his job to name the Republicans who were going to be on that committee. And he gave some names, but Nancy Pelosi would not allow it. She would not allow them to sit on that committee. So that's what you call a kangaroo committee. And it was a kangaroo court. And then they had a nerve prior to next month, when the new Congress come, to send four trumped up charges to the Attorney General's office against Donald Trump. Okay? It won't stick, folks. This man did nothing to subvert the United States government. He did nothing. Nothing. And he will not be found guilty of that, even if they tried to indict him. He will not be found guilty. What did he do? He asked Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of D.C. and Chuck Schumer. He had made available 10,000 to 20,000 National Guard troops that would supply security for the Capitol building. And guess what? They refused it. They refused it. Okay? They refused it. Trump suggested. He said, I have them available. But they refused it. So don't you think they should be indicted? Charges should be brought against them for refusing to provide extra security for the Capitol building? And not the man who offered to send 10,000 to 20,000 National Guard troops there for that night. So these are trumped up charges. And you know what, folks? They're only making President Trump more popular. Tell me something. I bet you anything, if President Trump said, I'm going to have a meeting in Cincinnati, Ohio, or Phoenix, Arizona, or Los Angeles, California, or Mobile, Alabama, I guarantee you he will have 40, 50, 60,000 people in a week's notice. Or less. Okay? Now, doesn't that signal the popularity of President Trump? I heard him on the radio on my way to the studio, and they were asking him, when are you going to start? Why aren't you out there campaigning? He said, I got 3 years to campaign. This is the holiday. He said, let people enjoy their family, enjoy their holiday. He said, we got plenty of time to campaign. Okay? Now, tell me something. If President Biden, Vice President Harris, or any of those Democrats, call it, have a rally. Do you think they would have that 90% or 5% of those numbers? No, they wouldn't, folks. Matter of fact, if you look at President Biden, when he goes to some place to speak, what do they have, 100 people, 200? Less folks with Harris, okay? So what the Democrats are doing is they're making President Trump more famous than what he is and more popular than what he is. That's what they're doing. And these trumped up charges against President Trump will not stick, in my opinion. They will not stick. And then over in Baldwin County, I've seen several signs that someone is putting out that says DeSantis for 24. Well, folks, let me tell you something. I left here for a few years, and I went back down to South Florida, and I was part of the DeSantis campaign. If it was not for President Trump, when DeSantis was a congressman down there, okay, President Trump rallied for him. He spoke to the crowds for DeSantis, Congressman DeSantis. He held a rally in Tampa, Florida. I was there at that rally for DeSantis, Congressman DeSantis, okay? He took DeSantis under his wing. And to me, Trump is like a godfather to DeSantis. Now, folks are trying to advocate, and I know the Democrats are doing this, but I feel that some Republicans are doing it too, trying to advocate a run between, or a feud between President Trump and Governor DeSantis. Okay, and the governor has already said, don't even talk to me about 2024 and the presidency. All right, I just got reelected as a governor, and that's what I'll concentrate on. Now, what we like to see is President Trump name DeSantis as his vice president running mate. To me, it's an unbelievable team. And that's what we're hoping for, folks. Not a feud, but a joint run together. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, folks. I just had to give you that tirade over what they're doing. And I mentioned before, I've seen like two or three signs. DeSantis for 24. Now, who's putting those signs out? Maybe someone here can check with Callahan and see is he making those signs, and who is he making them for? Is he making them for Democrats, or is he making them for Republicans? I would really like to know who is putting those signs out. Okay, and one of them is pretty big. Pretty big size sign. It's like 6 feet by 8 feet. Okay. Who's putting them out? And if you're putting them out, you should just wait until the candidates start their campaigning and announce if they're going to run or not. That's what you should do. You should wait. So, from what I see, you're trying to create a feud. Okay? A feud between President Trump and Governor DeSantis. it sounds to me like it's Democrats who are doing that. You know why? Because they have nobody, absolutely zero, who they can put up to run against President Trump or DeSantis, okay? Or President Trump and DeSantis. Trump being the presidential nominee and DeSantis being the vice president. They have no one. Who do they have? Vice President Harris? You got to be joking. Buttigieg? You've got to be joking. Sanders? Schumer? Who do they have? Brown? Senator Brown? You've got to be joking again. To me, they have no one. Hillary? What a joke. They have no one. No one. So what they're trying to do is to create this feud between Trump and DeSantis. Okay. Now, I can tell you, if either one run, they will win the election. That's my opinion. Okay. Against a Democrat. They would win the election. If they run together as the president and vice president, unbeatable. Unbeatable. Democrats don't have anybody. And that's what we need, folks. That's what we need. So, it will be coming to a head. But the most important thing right now is the new Congress. We've got a lot of work to do. And you heard Dick Morris talk about Twitter and what they've done in conjunction with the White House, okay? What Twitter did and some of the federal agencies. They suppress a lot of this information. And they did it on purpose, folks. They did it on purpose. They suppress it. And I feel, like others feel, that if it would have came out, there's no way you Democrats would have voted for those individuals. There's no way. No way you would have voted for them. Now, the most important thing after the new Congress is elected, and they have a manifesto, okay? They have a plan. And who's going to be the Speaker of the House? We don't know yet. We don't know yet. I'm kind of hesitant about McCarthy. I'm hoping that Ryan gets it. Tim Ryan. I'm hoping. Okay? McConnell, I don't want him as the Senate Minority Leader. We need someone else. We need a Ted Cruz, folks. That's who we need as a Senate Minority Leader, a Ted Cruz. Okay? That's who we need. So I know the Republicans have an agenda because they've outlined it and they've held a news conference regarding what they want to do. And the first thing they're going to do is to get involved with this Hunter Biden and President Biden and his brother, Biden's brother. Okay, that's one of the committees they're gonna be working on. And guess what? The Democrats can't stop it. The Senate can't stop it. Because the chairman of those committees could do almost what they want. Because due to the fact that they're gonna have more people in each committee than the Democrats will. Okay? That's why they hurry up to try to pass this budget. Because in order to pass a budget, you need both houses to vote, to approve it. So that's why they did that. And that's why I am so against the Republicans taking part in that. Because another 2 weeks, they could have come with an emergency appropriation. And they wouldn't have to do it. So what McConnell did, Romney, we know he's going to he was going to go with the Democrats, okay? Some of the other Republican senators, we knew they were going to go with the Democrats. Some surprises. So the next 2 weeks, folks, is going to be important. I know they'll be home for the holiday, the House and the Senate, and when they go back, they're going to swear in the new Congress. So they've accomplished, the Democrats have accomplished their mission. It's hard to revoke what the Democrats have done because we only have one House. We have the Congress. And in order for us to revoke what that, we're going to need both houses. Okay, and the president's signature. So we know we're not going to get that. We know we're not going to get that. So, who's this? Yeah, we know we're not going to get that. So, you know, we'll wait and see, folks. It's going to be very, very, very interesting what transpired and what will transpire in the next couple of weeks. Very interesting. I just can't wait until after the holiday, after the New Year's. Okay? And this is what we have to wait for. But it's unbelievable that the Democrats, the Supreme Court Democrats, would vote against getting rid of Title 42. Based on the evidence of illegals coming into the country, based on the evidence of all the drugs coming into the country, based on the evidence of the sick folks, the diseases coming into the country, based on the evidence that the gas prices, okay? The only reason the gas prices are going down, folks, is because he's tapped into the strategic oil reserve, okay? Now, you see some of the gas prices going down, but guess what? Not the food prices. As a matter of fact, I just watching tonight, they have a shortage of different medicines, especially for children, different medicine. Some of the big-time supermarkets and drugstores, their shelves are empty, okay? These are the Democrats. This is not the Republicans. Everybody remember last month, a month after that, that the Democrats were blaming the Republicans for downsizing the police department and cutting the budget down? They said the Republicans did that. That was a lie, folks. It was the Democrats that were advocating and that did some of those things, not the Republicans. So you Democrats who voted for these individuals, you should, and I said this before, turn your head backwards and walk the other way. All right, folks, have a happy new year. We'll see you next week, same time. Until then, Vicon Dales.